Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is Word for Word. And today, we are going to be covering the book of Exodus, chapter 3 and 4. If we can get both of them in. We finished up Genesis the other day. The shows that didn't get recorded due to a personal glitch on my part have been re-recorded and sent to Eli. Eli's going to put them up. That would be Friday and Monday's version. But they're done with the fire alarm testing here in my apartment building. Oh, joy! And We're ready to roll on this. They haven't got the chat room up and running yet. There it goes. And now I can watch the comments and add something if I need to. I always try to pay attention to what's going on. Sometimes I can't, but most of the time I can. We're going to start in chapter 3, and Moshe had gone away because he had smitten an Egyptian and killed him, and he went and went over into the land of Midian and met his father, Reuel, and that's number 7467, and it means, Reuel means friend of God, friend of El, okay? Reuel, two words put together. So we're going to start at verse 1, and I'm going to explain a word in here. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moshe was shepherd of the flock of Yitro, 3503, his father-in-law, priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, 4057, and came to the mountain 2022 of Elohim to Horeb, Mount Horeb. Okay? 2722. Now, Yitro is not Reuel's name. That is a title. And it means His Excellence. So, when I use the word Yitro, that is the title, because he was a priest of Midian and a judge over there for Reuel. So, they don't explain this particularly in any of the Bibles, but I just did. So now y'all know. Verse 2, the messenger, 4397, of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire. Flame is 3827, and fire is 1197, from the midst of a bush, 5572. Okay. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned, 1197 again, with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Ooh. Verse 3 said, Moshe, I will now turn aside, 5493, and see this great sight, 4758. Why the bush is not burned. Four. And when Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, Elohim called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe. And he replied, Behold me. In other words, here I am. And said he, speaking of Yahweh, do not draw near here. 7126. Put off, 5394, your sandals, 5275, from your feet, because the place where you stand is holy ground. Holy is 6944 as consecrated or set apart. And ground here is 127, Adamah, the holy soil. Verse 6, said he also, I am Elohe, your forefathers, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzchak, and Elohe Yaakov. And Moshe hid his face because he was afraid to look upon the Elohim. Well, yeah, I guess. You're walking down the road and out in the country and something like this happens. That's a little startling. And then God speaks to you? Oh, yeah, he was a little afraid. I know I would be. And I know Yahweh well and I love him. And I still fear him. He is the supreme deity. Verse 7. Said Yahweh, I have surely seen the affliction, 6040, of my people which are in Mitzrayim, and have heard their cry, 6818, by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, 4341. Verse 8, And I am come down to deliver them from the hand of Mitzrayim, and to bring them up from the land to a good land. A good is 2896, Tob, and large, 7342, to a land flowing, 2100, with milk, 2461, and honey, 1706. To the place of the Canaan, the Chitti, the Amori, the Perizzi, the Hiwi, and the Yebusi. That's the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Yebusites. Okay? Verse 9, Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come to me, and I have seen the oppression, 3906, by which the Mitzrayim oppressed them. Verse 10, Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Parao, so that you may bring forth, 3318, my people, the children of Israel, out of Mitzrayim. Now, who's his people? Who's his people? Israel! Real Israel. Doesn't say, I'm going to bring the Jews out of Mitzrayim. He says, I'm going to bring Israel out of Mitzrayim. Verse 11, said Moshe to Elohim, who am I that I should go to Parao, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Mitzrayim? Verse 12, said he, speaking of Yahweh, certainly, 3588, I will be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Mitzrayim, you shall serve, 5647, Elohim upon this mountain, 2022. That's pretty definitive right there. He didn't say if you bring Israel out. He says when you bring Israel out. There's no doubt he's bringing them out. Verse 13. Said Moshe to Elohim, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, they shall say to me, Elohe, and shall say to them, pardon me, Elohe, the God of your forefathers, has sent me to you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? 8034. What shall I say to them? Okay, let's do a flashback to Genesis. It says all through there, men began to call upon the name of Yahweh. They knew the name back then, but they hadn't used it in a long time because they were living in a foreign land. But the name was passed down. They knew what the name is. And they want Moshe to tell him, who sent you? Give us his name. Aha. Said Elohim, verse 14, said Elohim to Moshe, Eye Asher Eye. Eye is 1961. Asher is 834. That means, I will be that I will be. Or what? Asher can mean several different things. That which. I will be what I will be. I will be that I will be. And said he, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Eye has sent me to you. And that means I am in that context. It can mean I am that I am. It has a loose interpretation of that. Said also Elohim to Moshe, Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Yahweh, Elohe, your forefathers. Elohe means the God of. Okay, if you want to use the word God, I hate to use that. It's a pagan word, but the divine being of your forefathers, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov has sent me to you. This is my name forever. 5769. And this is my remembrance, 2143, to all generations, 1755. This is how you will remember him. He is Yahweh. No ifs, no ands, no buts. That's what it says. So let's read that in Hebrew. Vayomer od Elohim el Moshe, and said also Elohim to Moshe, Ko tomar el bnei Israel, this you shall say to the children of Israel, Yahweh Elohe Abotekem, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Elohe Yaakov, Shalakani, Alehim, Ze Shmi L'Olam, Ze Zikri L'Dor Dor. I am the divine being of Abraham, the divine being of Isaac, the divine being of Yaakov. I have sent you. I have sent me to you. Okay. Shilakani Alechem. To send to you. This is my name. Ze Shmi. 8034. Shmi. Forever. La'olam. And this was Ze. Is my remembrance. Zikri 2143, for all generations is 1755 doubled. Lador Dor. Very plain. No beating around the burning bush here. Verse 16, go and gather all the elders, that's 2205, of Israel together, and say to them, Yahweh, Elohe your forefathers, Elohe Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited, 6485, you, and seen that which is done to you in Mitzrayim. Verse 17, and I have said, I will bring you up from the affliction of Mitzrayim unto the land of the Canaan, the Kitti, the Amori, the Perizi, the Hiwi, and the Yebusi, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Now the Yebusi, the Jebusites, the original name of Jerusalem was Yebus. They inhabited that. And Israel ran most of them out, but not all of them. They didn't complete the commission. Verse 18, they shall listen to your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Mitzrayim. And you shall say, Yahweh Elohe Ibri, Yahweh, the divine being of the Hebrews, 5680, has met with us, and now let us go, please, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, so that we may sacrifice, 2076, to Yahweh Eloheinu, our divine being. And here we go, verse 19. And I am sure that the king of Mitzrayim will not let you go. No, not by a mighty 2389 hand, 3027. he's really going to give them a hard time, because the king of Mitzrayim was not a Mitzrayim. He was a Hyksos, which is a branch of the Hittites. Didn't worship Yahweh. Didn't know Yosef. Pagan. Canaanite. Verse 20. And I will stretch out, 7971, my hand, and smite Mitzrayim with all my wonders, 6381, that I will do in the midst, 7130, of it. And after that, he will let you go. Well, it's going to take a bunch of wonders to get this guy off his dead duff. And even then, he's going to change his mind and pursue him. So, 21. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Mitzrayim. He's going to change the true Mitzrayim's minds, and they're going to get along with the Israelites, because the pure-blooded Mitzrayim, not the Hyksos, were kinsmen remotely through Ham to the Israelites. And it will come to be that when you go, you shall not go empty. 7387. They're gonna remember, he told Abraham that his people would be in bondage for many years, and when they leave, they will leave rich. They will plunder them. Here we are, prophecy being fulfilled. Verse 22, but every woman shall ask, 7592, of her neighbor, 7934, and of her that, one word, sought hospitality, 1481, in her house. Anybody that came to visit, friends, neighbors, acquaintances, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Now, the word jewels here is Kalei, 3627. That means stuff, articles, implements, has a wide usage. So you're going to ask her for things of silver, things of gold, and clothing. And you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall plunder, 5337, the Mitzrayim. Now, I have replaced the name of Yahweh in the text that I produce. There's a tremendous amount of tampering. They have substituted Adonai, which is 136, Lord, by a tradition of the elders that Yeshua condemned, because the Jews say that the name is too holy to pronounce and may only be whispered by the high priest once a year. So they pulled the name of Yahweh out of the Bible, and they substituted Adonai and Elohim in some instances. Many, 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 many times they really ripped it up. Well, I have replaced, as some of the other sacred name Bibles have done, the name of Yahweh in its proper place. I have removed Adonai, which is false, because if you read the Hebrew, it doesn't say Adonai. They put that in the English. It still says YHWH in the Hebrew letters. I don't go by Jewish tradition or Masoretic error. I put Yahweh back where it belongs. Well, we have seen prophecy come true here. He's telling Moshe what he told Abraham. He's setting them up to plunder the Mitzrayim, which he told Abraham. He gave Moshe the instruction to remind the Israelites of the name of their Elohim, which they hadn't been using, evidently. They knew it. They were taught it. But like everything else, what are we using today? We are Israel. We got a lot of Israelites going to Judeo-Christian churches. They don't use the name of Yahweh unless I visit that church and I plainly correct them. They use the name God in Jesus instead of Yeshua, which means Yahweh saves. And I have done this with a number of churches. And some of the deacons say, oh no, now wait a minute. And then the pastor will speak up, the one that actually went to school, and say, well, actually, he's right. And you can hear the the mouths of the deacons clack shut like a bear trap. It's interesting on occasion. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Listen to the elders, you young whippersnappers. We'll straighten you out. And doesn't stop them from celebrating Christmas, though, and Easter. Have Easter egg hunts for the kids. That just, oh well, they're just not going to give up the paganism. They like it. It's fun for the kids. That's the excuse. Let's get into chapter 4 here. This is a fun one too. Verse 1. Answered Moshe and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor listen to my voice, because they will say, Yahweh has not appeared to you. Verse 2. Said Yahweh to him, what is that in your hand? And he replied, a rod, 4294. And said he, capital H, speaking of Yahweh, cast it on the ground, 7993, cast. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, 5175. And Moshe fled from its presence. Verse 4. Said Yahweh to Moshe, put forth your hand and take it by the tail, 2180, to the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. 5. That they may believe that Yahweh Elohe their fathers, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Elohe Jacob has appeared to you. Verse 6. Said Yahweh furthermore to him, now put your hand into your bosom. 2, 4, 3, 6. The bosom is defined inside the shirt at the waist. That's what bosom means. And put he his hand into his bosom, and when he brought it forth, behold, his hand was leprous, 6879, as snow, 7950, the white flesh of a leper. Said he, put your hand into your bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was restored. 7725, which has multiple meanings, return, restored, repay, as his other flesh, 1320. Verse 8. It shall come to be, if they will not believe you and not listen to the voice of the first sign, the first mean, 7223, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. It shall come to be, if they will not believe also these two signs and not listen to your voice, that you shall take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water that you take out of the river shall become blood. 1818, upon the dry land. Said Moshe to Yahweh, O Yahweh, I am not a man of speech, neither yesterday or the day before yesterday, nor since. 227. You have spoken to your servant, but I am heavy, 3615, of mouth, 6310, and heavy of tongue, 3956. He had a speech impediment, evidently. Verse 11. Said Yahweh to him, Who has made the mouth of Adam? Or who makes the dumb, 483, or deaf, 2795, or the seeing, 6493, or the blind, 5787. Have not I, Yahweh, and dumb doesn't mean stupid, it means incapable of speech. Verse 12, Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach, 3384, you what you shall say. Verse 13, said he, O Yahweh, send please by the hand of him you will send. Verse 14, he's trying to weasel out of it. Kindled, 2734, was the anger, 639, of Yahweh against Moshe. Now, the Hebrew idiomatic uses of these words, kindled means heated or inflamed, 2734, and was the anger, that literally means nose. Because when you get angry and you huff and you puff and your nose gets red and hot. And that's how they use the word nose for anger. Because it's the heat of the nose. But it's used idiomatically. It's a figure of speech. That's how they talked. Hot was the nose of Yahweh against Moshe. Well, no, that don't work. Kindled was the anger of Yahweh against Moshe. And he said, Is not Aharon, that's 175, they call him Aaron, but it's Aharon. Is not Aharon your brother, the Levi? A Lewi, either it's both ways. Levi. L-E-W-I-Y, not L-E-V, it's not a Vav. The Jews have changed it to a Vav, a V. It's a W. The same way with the word David. It's not David, it's Dawid with a W. Know I that he can speak, and also, behold, he comes forth to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad, 8055, in his heart. Verse 15, and shall you speak with him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be your mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. Verse 16, and he shall speak to the people, and he shall be to you instead of a mouth, and you shall be to him instead of Elohim. You will be almost as a divine one. You will speak the words of Yahweh to Aharon, in other words. You will be the mouthpiece speaking from Elohim to Aharon, and then Aharon will speak to the people. Because you stammer and stutter and do all this other stuff. Well, he's going to have Moshe talk to Aharon, and then Aharon is going to be the mouthpiece for the people. He did that with Yahweh as well. Pharaoh as well. Pardon me. Aharon did the speaking to Pharaoh. Verse 17. And you shall take this rod in your hand, by which you shall do signs. Well, the rod was like a club or a staff or a sign of office. He would poke the sheep with it and move them and whack them on the rump and move out. You know, he carried a rod out in the wilderness. And if anybody attacked him, he could hit them with this rod. It was a weapon. It was a tool. It was several things. Verse 18. Went Moshe and returned to Yitro, his excellency, his father-in-law, that's one word, 2859, and said to him, let me go, please, and return to my brothers, which are in Mitzrayim, and see whether they be yet 5750 alive. 2416. Said Yitro to Moshe, go in peace. That's one word. He said, Shalom. 7965. That's the greeting, and it's like aloha. In Hawaiian, aloha. Well, they say that when you're coming in, when you're going. Well, you say shalom. And when I greet someone, I say shalom aleichem, peace be with you. And they say aleichem ha-shalom. With you, be peace. That's the response. That's the Hebrew response. I don't let the Jews steal anything. It's our language, not theirs. Hebrew is our language, the language of Israel. The language of the Jews is Yiddish, which is a bastard tongue, and they're a bastard people. Mixed blood, mixed tongue. Verse 19, said Yahweh to Moshe in Midian, go, return into Mitzrayim, because dead are the men that sought your life. Aha. Took care of that handily. He'd been there long enough and had wife and sons and all of that. And been there long enough for the people that wanted him dead to die. He's forgotten. verse 20. Took Moshe his wife and his sons, which are all purebred Adamite people, and set them upon an ass, 2543, and returned he to the land of Mitzrayim, and took Moshe the rod of Elohim in his hand. Verse 21, said Yahweh to Moshe, when you go to return into Mitzrayim, see that you do all those wonders, 4159, in the presence of Parao, the Hyksos descendant, not the original. This is a different Parao, a different Hyksos. The other one died. That I have put in your hand, but I will strengthen, 2388, make strong, his heart, so that he shall not let the people go. Because he's going to set up this evil king, so I can put the whooping up on him a whole bunch of times and impress everybody in the whole land by what's going on down in Mitzrayim. All these other nations had people there, and they were aware of what was going on. They were watching, of course. Now, I have this in italics because it's not in the Hebrew, but it's necessary for clarity. Verse 22, you shall say to Parao. That's in italics. That's actually not in the Hebrew, but it's there for clarity, so it ties this in. Thus says Yahweh, Israel is my son. My firstborn, 1060. That's important. The firstborn son is numero uno with a father. So this is important. We are very important to Yahweh. He loves us as a son, but he's punishing us right now because we have been a disobedient son. But there is a remnant of us that is coming under obedience, which is the purpose of this show, to get people to start to obey if they're listening and they're there's a lot of people that listen that are not already Christian identity. They're sitting on the fence. And it's all about obedience and loving Yahweh. And Yahweh will love you back. And you will be saved from what's coming, which is going to be mighty unpleasant. But it won't get to us. We're going to be taken care of. Verse 23. And say I to you, let me read that other. Thus says Yahweh, Israel is my son, my firstborn. And I say to you, let my son go, so that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will kill, 2026, your son, your firstborn. Now, Moshe is supposed to say that to Pharaoh. Man. Okay, here we're going to have a passage that dates back to the Abrahamic covenant. Because Moshe had neglected to circumcise his son on the eighth day. Oops. Twenty-four. It came to be by the way, 1870, that means the road that he was traveling on, in the inn, 4411, a roadhouse that he stayed in, that Yahweh met him. In other words, he sent a messenger, an angel, and sought to kill him. Uh-oh. And his wife, Zipporah, knew the law. She was aware. Son of a priest. She knew. Verse 25. Took Zipporah a sharp stone, a piece of flint, razor sharp piece of flint. They used those for knives. 6864. And cut off the foreskin, 6190, of her son, and cast it at his feet. She circumcised her own kid right then and there, and threw the foreskin at Moses' feet, and said, "Surely a bloody bridegroom, 2860, are you to me?" So he let him go, that's speaking of Yahweh. Then said she, "A bloody bridegroom because of the circumcision." She saved Moshe's life. Yahweh was willing to kill someone over circumcision, because he said, "He who does not do this will be cut off from his people." That's the Abrahamic covenant. Now, this may be unpleasant to some. Oh, there's been botched circumcisions. There's all this other stuff. All these reasons. It's a commandment. The commandment still stands. It has not been done away with. We can't pick which ones we like. It's a commandment. If you're of Abraham, you'll do this. It's not a suggestion. It's a direct command to the descendants of Abraham. If you say you're under the Abrahamic covenant, it even shows in the book of Joshua that they had to re-circumcise the whole of Israel, grown men, because they'd been wandering in the wilderness and hadn't been circumcised. And when they finally got to the end, they had the hill of the foreskins, and they all went up on the hill, and they were all circumcised as adults to keep the covenant, because they didn't do it out in the wilderness. Twenty-seven, said Yahweh to Aharon, "Go into the wilderness to meet Moshe." And went he and met him in the mountain of Elohim, that's Mount Horeb, and kissed him, 5401. Verse 28, told Moshe to Aharon all the words of Yahweh who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. Verse 29, went Moshe and Aharon and gathered together, at 622, gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. Verse 30, here we have Aaron speaking to the children. Spoke Aharon all the words which Yahweh had spoken to Moshe, and did the signs in the sight of the people. Moshe spoke to Aharon. Aharon spoke to the people. 31. Believed 539 the people. And when they heard that Yahweh had visited 6485 the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads, 6915, and prostrated themselves, 7812, fell down in worship and prayed with their face to the ground, laying on their face. That's what that 7812 means. Now, Moshe is not elevated to a god status. It's a small e Elohim. He's as a mighty one, or one with divine inspiration would be more accurate. And people, oh, Moshe's like a god. No. He's going to be one speaking with divine inspiration. Aharon is going to know this because the Holy Spirit was upon Moshe. Later on, when Moshe is speaking to Yahweh, his face will glow. And the people were terrified. They were afraid. They had him cover his face with a veil. This is the guy that's going to be given all the laws of all the Torah. And he's not going to actually write these books. He's going to dictate it to someone who was writing them, a scribe. And they didn't write it in modern block Hebrew. They wrote it in Paleo Hebrew, which is a straighter form. If you research on the internet, you can find Paleo Hebrew letters. You can find a font, Technia, T-E-K-N-I-A. Look that up on the internet. You can get the whole Hebrew font, both modern block and the Paleo Hebrew. They have that, and they also have the Greek font for your computer. You can download them. I've got them, and I use them all the time. And in my publication, the actual physical hard copy print, which is being computerized. Now, this book on Anglo-Saxon Israel hasn't been updated yet. That's just the stuff that I had sent Eli while I was locked down. Couldn't get good computers and stuff. Well, I'm computerizing everything and making nice, you know, Times New Roman print, and all the words of Yahweh are in bold, and it's being modernized and updated, but I haven't sent it to Eli yet. He's got Genesis and it's up, but I haven't sent him Exodus. I have to do that. Keeping of the commandments of God, yes. And God commanded that males of the Abrahamic covenant be circumcised. And nowhere can anybody show me that Yeshua, who is the only one that had the authority, negated that commandment. He did not. That commandment stands. So be it. Believe it or don't, doesn't matter. I'm going to teach that it does. So, disagree. That's fine. We are seeing another foundational portion in this book. This is setting the stage for the bringing out of Israel from Mitzrayim. The journey through the desert. The obedience and disobedience and arguing and squabbling of the mixed multitudes, which are a thorn in the side of Israel today. The hard-heartedness. It'll go all the way on through. It's a monumental book. And then we have Numbers, or Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy to go through. But this is another foundational book, setting the stage for what's coming. A lot of things need to be built on a foundation. Well, Yahweh is building this foundation. So, I am pre-recording some of the shows that I will be doing for the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be observing the feast. So when we here in my area leave to go observe the feast, EFR will have shows from me ready to play that you haven't heard before. As I said, Genesis is available on Anglo-Saxon Israel. If you want to look at Genesis, I've got to get with Eli and get Exodus uploaded. The version that's on there now is not the final version, which is done, which I'm going to send him. But it'll do for now. It's better than what you're going to get in your King James Version. I will be updating everything as we get it all computerized. This takes a lot of work. I did 12 plus years of typing on primitive equipment. And now I'm computerizing everything. Scanning helps, but a lot of it still has to be typed in and corrections have to be made because I just wasn't able to make the corrections while I was in prison. Sorry about that, but that's the way the Fed does. They don't want you to have true faith. They want you to watch television and be entertained and play basketball. Oh joy. Well, we're coming down to the end here. So I will say Shalom Aleichem to all of you, and I'll see you tomorrow. And may Yahweh bless and keep all of you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.